I'm gonna send right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet, they're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got.
Greetings, this is Bob Levy, NAPSA's new Director of Legislative and Political Affairs. I'm honored to join you for the next few minutes. NAPS intends to provide you with a weekly legislative political podcast to discuss events that are occurring on Capitol Hill and around the Washington, D.C. area that can impact NAPS members as well as the Postal Service. At times, I'll be joined by Executive Vice President Ivan Butts and our Legal and Legislative Counsel, Bruce Moyer. Today, I would like to focus on three issues: the upcoming election, which is less than 2 weeks away, the recently enacted Opioid Prevention Act, and the President's intention to withdraw from the Universal Postal Union. Let's first talk about elections. The 2000 midterm elections will be held on Tuesday, November 6th. That's less than 2 weeks away. However, early voting has already started in many states, and it is highly recommended that NAPS members participate in early voting because, as you know, workplace issues can sneak up on you and make Election Day voting problematic. So locate your polling location for early voting or vote by mail. As of today, I would speculate that there are over 60 competitive House races and 30 of which are likely to be toss-ups. In an environment where President Trump is currently polling with 53% disapproval, and the Democrats are polling about 10% ahead of Republicans on a national generic congressional poll, it is likely that the House of Representatives will switch majorities from Republican to Democratic in the upcoming election. In the House, the Republican Party currently enjoys a 24-seat majority. Based on the latest polling data, campaign expenditure information, and partisan enthusiasm, as I said, it is likely the Democrats will win more than the 24 seats necessary to claim the House majority. In the Senate, however, it is likely that the Republicans will hold on to a slim majority. Many of the competitive races are in states that were won by President Donald Trump in 2016. So it will be difficult for Democrats to win the Senate majority. Winning a majority of the seats in one or both of the legislative bodies makes a big difference. The majority party holds the committee chairs and sets the legislative agenda. So whether postal reform is a priority and whether postal employee benefits are under serious threat, that would be an immediate byproduct of the election outcome. In the House, should the Democrats claim the majority, Elijah Cummings, a Democrat from Maryland, is likely to be the next chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. That is the committee that has jurisdiction over the Postal Service and over employee benefits. If the Republicans hold onto the majority, it is unclear who will be the chairman because the current chairman, Trey Gowdy of South Carolina, is retiring. If the Democrats win the majority, it is likely that Representative Jerry Connolly will be the chairman of the subcommittee that has jurisdiction over postal issues and over civil service issues. In the Senate, because the Republicans will likely control the Senate again, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin will continue to be the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. What is important to note on that committee is that two key Democratic members of the committee, Claire McCaskill of Missouri and Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, are at serious risk of losing their seats in the election. both the states of Missouri and North Dakota went solidly for President Trump in 2016. Both McCaskill and Heitkamp are strong proponents of the Postal Service and true champions of the National Association of Postal Supervisors. On October 24th, the President of the United States signed into law legislation to combat opioid abuse and expand treatment options for opioid abuse. This rare piece of bipartisan legislation included in it a provision that would have an impact on the Postal Service, specifically international inbound postal parcels. In short, the legislation requires the Postal Service to ensure that foreign shippers provide advanced electronic manifests for all inbound expedited mail service parcels by 2020. Failure of the Postal Service to meet this target or to comply with the law could result in fines being imposed on the United States Postal Service. In addition, the costs to the Postal Service of implementing the legislation would be about $3 million per year. Finally, last week, the White House announced it plans that the United States withdraw from what is known as the Universal Postal Union, an international organization that sets logistics for the transport of international mail. The association, through treaty, decides the cost of international postage and how much one country is supposed to reimburse another for the cost of delivering mail that originates from another country. The problem for the administration is China. It is far cheaper for a manufacturer in China to send a parcel to the States than a U.S. shipper, than the cost for a U.S. shipper to send something domestically. Dropping out of the Universal Postal Union is aimed to encourage, if not leverage, the Universal Postal Union to raise what is referred to as terminal dues on foreign parcels originating in certain countries that are sent to the United States. The question for the Postal Service and for the international mail community is how will international mail be handled in the absence of the United States' participation in the Universal Postal Union. So that's it for this week. I look forward to our weekly get-togethers, and thank you for joining me today.
And make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. They're gonna knock me off my feet.